This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Listen to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL and the rest of the Michigan Talk Network. Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, and all that other happy stuff. We are enjoying our holiday season and breaking down some of the great food that we're going to be serving our families right now. And Bob and I have been having a little bit of fun today. So Merry Christmas to you, Barbecue Bob. It's good to be here with you.
Hey, same to you, Jop. And don't worry, your present's in the mail.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay.
It's what, there's a check with it.
Yeah,
it's in the
right.
mail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Christmas brings up lots of cool stories and just, I don't know, events, occurrences, and some people have the uncanny ability to retrieve those. Some people suck at it. But one guy that came to mind when I thought about adventures of life and interesting tales is my pal Paulie Rotella, the president of the New Jersey Broadcasters Association. So I thought it'd be great if we could talk to Big Paulie this morning, and I believe he's on the grilling line right now.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, Paulie.
Hey, isn't it a great time of the year? You guys are great. It's been nothing but fun so far. But the problem is, you know, I think you really, Bob, you've got to stop embarrassing me with all these gifts you're sending. One's enough. One nice one's fine. But really, thanks so much, and I appreciate it. Jeff, I didn't get yours yet, but Bob, thanks so much, man.
Yeah, okay. Really, wrap me out, babe. Color. Yeah, right. You know, okay. I hear you loud and clear, Paulie.
It's just Rose Bowl tickets. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you can't get Super Bowl, what the heck?
No, I can't.
I got to tell you, man, I'm listening to all those great traditions. You know, thank God for my wife. She started traditions. We got married. We married 23 years in February. And the first, our first Christmas, my son actually was born today. My oldest boy is 22 years old today. And we brought him home for our first Christmas together as a real family with a child on Christmas Eve. 22 years ago. And
wow, that's cool.
The scene, the fire's going. We had the two Labradors sitting by the fire, the baby in the bassinet. And it couldn't have been a happier time. And every Christmas since then has just been better and better, if you can believe that. So it's a great time of year. Do you have Santa Claus come visit you on Christmas Eve? But we actually do.
Everybody does, Paul.
Santa Claus, but we do.
Everybody does.
Well, it's amazing because my Santa has been coming for 22 years on Christmas Eve. He brings the boys a special present each, and we have a cup of cheer with him. And then he takes off on his sleigh and comes back late at night and decorates the house. You know, our house is instant Christmas. It's overnight. We don't decorate the tree until Christmas Eve. So when you wake up in the morning, you have this big surprise. And then we have, this will warm your heart, guys. We have a magnificent standing prime rib with Yorkshire pudding and all the traditional Christmas fare. And then, of course, we top it off with a little bit of a flip side on each side on that magnificent grill of ours to give it some extraordinary flavor, even when it's snowing out. And I can show you some pictures of my wife in the snow cooking. As the snow is blowing sideways, she's out there like a trooper. So my hat's off to her and to all the women who make wonderful, wonderful family traditional dinners for their families on Christmas and all the holidays.
So, Paul, what is Mrs. Rotella going to be making for Christmas?
Well, we'll be making the standing prime rib, and we'll have a whole bunch of seafood on Christmas Eve, very traditional, you know, shrimp and calamari and things like that, very Italian Christmas Eve, and then a very American/English Christmas on Christmas Day.
Nice. And well, that just sounds excellent.
And you know what's great is the house is open. You know, we have one of those houses where everybody stops by. We spend Christmas up at our Pennsylvania home on the lake, and all the people stop by at different times of the day. You never know who's going to drop in, and it's just nothing but fun. But the warmth of Christmas, that Christmas magic, if you will, comes across all the time. So we're very blessed and very lucky, and we thank God for all our blessings.
As do we, and, you know, that's one of the things that if you like to cook, if you like to grill, which Bob and I both do, one of the best joys of Christmas for me is to introduce people to things they've not had before and open your home, and everybody can have as much as they want and as often as they want and at their own schedule. And it's that kind of just free-flowing kind of camaraderie and that whole family feeling that, I'm so blessed to be able to do, because there's many that can't. They just don't have the means, the resources, or what have you. And I try to give, you know, thanks every day, but at this time of year, it's just special to be able to do the kind of things you're describing, is open your house and just have friends come over. And what a wonderful time. And, you know, that's what Grilling Guys is all about, is the family, the camaraderie, and being able to share our experiences and learn from others as they share theirs.
And meet.
And you share the fun.
Yeah.
And you share the fun. Let's face it, it is the most social thing in the world to have a nice meal with somebody or with a group of friends and family. What better way than to celebrate the holidays, getting together and have some great food, some great conversation, and maybe a little bit of great wine once in a while, too.
Yeah. We've got some of that, and I know you do, too.
All right, Paulie.
Well, I know, Bob, you started early this morning, and God bless you. But yeah. Save a little bit for Jeff, okay?
Yeah, we'll do. All right, Merry Christmas, brother.
Merry Christmas, guys. Have a great one.
All right, that's Big Paulie. And always good to hear from the East Coast.
It is, and you know, he's just a fabulous guy. He's been a great friend of the show, and he'll continue to be as we move into the new year. But Bob, one of the other traditions that you guys do is this thing called Charles Dickens Punch, and there's all kinds of jokes about fouling the punch bowl at the house and things. But this is a winner, and we wanted to share it with you guys so that you could probably try this if you feel so inclined. But Bob, did you put this on the website already? I think you did, didn't you?
No, I'm not sure. Yes, I did. Yeah. Did you say fouling?
Yeah,
the punch bowl.
Yeah, you know.
Does that mean spiking it?
Well, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know that I've ever heard that term.
Well, you know, you got to be careful with the kids around and things like that. But anyway, yeah, it is on the website, thegrillingguys.com. We put it up there this morning. It's called Charles Dickens Punch. But break it down for us, man.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's just one of these things that you're only going to do once a year. It's crazy. It's not, you know, it's a lot of work, so you're only going to do it once a year. But if you're looking for an effect, about 3 hours before your party, peel 3 lemons with a swivel blade. My wife has one of these peelers, and it'll peel a lemon into like a spiral cut. Okay, and put them into 3 to 4 quarts of a fireproof bowl with 3/4 cup demerara sugar or raw sugar. I use the raw. Muddle the petals, the peels and sugar together, and you let them sit. Muddle them, just kind of, stir them, smash them a little bit. And then one of the secrets is to use a fragrant sweet oil, like lemon oil, but that comes out in the muddling process, and the resulting sugar oil mix is really a sacrum. It
Hold
adds
on,
body to
what,
the punch. It's
sacrum.
A sacrum.
What's
yeah, it's a result of the sugar and the oil. It's not sorghum. It's sacrum.
Okay.
All right. It's just on the. It's on the recipe.
Okay.
I don't have to understand it to make it taste good. And then squeeze enough lemons to get 3/4 of a cup of juice. Okay, put it in the refrigerator. Measure into 1 container a cup of VSOP grade cognac. And in another container, 1¼ cups of a yellow amber. I like Mount Gay.
Yep, that's rum, Mount, right?
Yeah, that's right. And then 1¼ cups funky. I'll use Goslings.
Okay.
And
funky rum? Is that what you're talking
about? Yeah, it's funky.
About?
It's a dark heavy. So you're using 1¼ cups of Mount Gay, 1¼ cups of Goslings, Black Seal.
Okay. So you got rum. You got rum and lemon so far, right? Yep. Okay. Go ahead. In the sugar.
And cognac.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The cognac is for body and smoothness. The rum gives it a bouquet and flammability. Anyway, you can get the rest of this recipe, but you boil 1/4 water, you pour it in, you mix it together, and you pour that liquor in, you stir it all up, and you take a little torch or a match to it, and while that hot water expands all that liquor, it becomes a vapor, and you put a match to it, and this beautiful spiraling flame effect comes from it, with a little spiral lemons in there, and it's just a really cool presentation. It kind of sparkles.
I think I know why you only make it once a year, because it takes about a half hour just to figure out what the recipe says. But we'll get it figured out.
No, it takes that long to grow your hair back.
But that's on thegrillingguys.com. We are enjoying our Christmas. Thanks for listening into The Grilling Guys for another year. And we wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And we'll talk with you in a bit.
But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm, and the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow and snow.
This is The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.